On today's show, EV charging company ChargePoint says VW's diesel settlement is a threat to its survival. We break down the top-selling luxury brands in the U.S., and we'll take a look at a couple of new reveals from BMW and Honda. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. As part of its punishment for its diesel emission cheating, Volkswagen agreed to spend $2 billion over a 10-year period to improve the EV infrastructure in the U.S. But now ChargePoint, the world's largest EV charging network, has filed a lawsuit to change that settlement. According to Reuters, ChargePoint says the Justice Department's ruling is a threat to its survival and other EV station companies, because VW will flood the market and drive out competition by offering free or subsidized charging. The company must install chargers that will work with any automaker's EV. The DOJ rejected that argument and says the growing EV market will allow for companies to compete. A U.S. District Court judge will make a final ruling on the settlement next week. The luxury segment is one of the most important for an automaker, because those vehicles really help boost revenue and profits. So let's take a look at the top-selling luxury brands in the U.S. Through the first 9 months of the year, Mercedes-Benz has sold the most vehicles, just over 274,000, which is up slightly compared to a year ago. Lexus is number two, but its sales have slid 4.5%. Following closely behind is BMW, and it's struggling too. The German automaker's sales are down 8% so far this year. Next on the list is Audi. It has sold 152,000 vehicles, which is up 3%. And rounding out the list is Acura and Cadillac. Both automakers are just shy of 120,000 vehicles sold, and that's down from last year. Even though the overall car market has plateaued, it's kind of surprising to see that most of the top luxury brands are lagging behind the overall market. Still to come, Honda pulls the wraps off the new CR-V, and BMW does the same with the new 5 Series.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
New product is what this industry is all about, and BMW just pulled the wraps off its all-new 5 Series. Style-wise, you'll notice that the lower fascia is longer and more aggressive looking. The headlights flow into the newly shaped twin kidney grille, and you know, less change has happened in the rear, but the bumper is slightly different and the taillights look thinner. Speaking of thinner, the 5 Series has dropped up to 137 pounds thanks to the use of more magnesium, aluminum, and high-strength steel. Under the hood, you'll find two turbocharged engines, a 2-liter 4-cylinder unit and a 3-liter inline-6. Both are mated to an 8-speed automatic transmission. There will also be a plug-in hybrid variant, but we'll have to wait to get more information on that. Moving to the inside, the sedan features the latest iDrive 6.0 system with a 10.25-inch touchscreen. It also gets gesture and voice control, an updated head-up display, and driver assistance systems. The all-new 5 Series will hit U.S. dealers in February of next year. Honda just revealed the all-new CR-V. Its styling has been updated, but as you can see, it still looks pretty similar to the current model. Base models are equipped with a 2.4-liter direct-injected 4-cylinder engine, and for the first time, the CR-V is offered with a turbocharged engine, a 1.5-liter 4-cylinder that cranks out 190 horsepower. Both engines are mated to a CVT, and fuel economy ratings will be revealed closer to its launch date. In addition to the convenience and safety upgrades, the new CR-V also features a couple of firsts for Honda. It's available with an active grille shutter to help improve aerodynamics, and like its competitors, the Ford Escape and Nissan Rogue, the CR-V is now available with a hands-free tailgate. The CR-V is the top-selling crossover in the U.S., and the company believes it will maintain that position with the new model. Coming up next, a look at the new Chevy Cruze hatchback.
At Bridgestone, our engineers want to help make sure you're not stuck on the side of the road. Our revolutionary drive guard tires are engineered to take a puncture and drive up to 50 miles.
Ready to go. Watch the Olympic Archer demo at BridgestoneTire.com.
Chevrolet unveiled the new Cruze hatchback to the U.S. back in January, and now we're learning more details about the car. In addition to a gasoline engine, it will also come with a 1.6-liter diesel, which will go in the sedan version and the 2018 Equinox as well. The engine could be mated to either a 6-speed manual or a 9-speed automatic transmission. GM estimates the Equinox will get 40 miles to the gallon on the freeway with the diesel, so it would not be surprising to see the Cruze hit 50 mpg. The Cruze hatchback will be available soon, while the diesel version will hit showrooms sometime next year. In another GM news, Cadillac has a unique exhibit at its headquarters in New York. The automaker took a welding robot, similar to what you might find on an assembly line, and turned it into an artiste. Using image processing, the robot picks a subject, then turns the image into computer data, and then back into a physical object in the form of a drawing. The exhibit just went live and is free and open to the public. You know you're not going to want to miss Autoline After Hours this afternoon. That's because we have an Acura NSX in this studio, along with Ted Kloss, the chief engineer of the supercar. So for an in-depth look into the development of the NSX, head to our website, Autoline.tv, at 3 p.m. Eastern Time this afternoon. But that's it for today's show. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow for the latest news in the global automotive industry.